Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Accord. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost. I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you. But if dying's asking me, I'll bear that cross with honor. Cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American.
Welcome back. Great song, 17 Till. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's Memorial Day in America. And as you know, this is my 20th Memorial Day, live Memorial Day program, by the way. And we do all the holidays here, or know the reason why. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is a great American, one of our good friends, longtime Brain Trust members. He's a world traveler and a thought leader in the world of politics. Rich, thanks again for being here. Mullings.com is his website. I encourage you to check it out and subscribe to his twice-weekly cyber column. Hey, Rich.
Well, congratulations on 20 years. I didn't realize that.
Well, thanks. Well, we're in our 20th year of the show.
That's what I mean.
But in November will be the anniversary. But I've, as you know, I've done all the holidays. So let's talk about the president had a tour. Perhaps people, if they didn't watch Fox, they probably didn't know that the president went across the pond. And I think he had a pretty good trip. I mean, he may have ruffled a few feathers in Europe. But on balance, and I'm getting to the Memorial Day point in a second here, Rich. But on balance, what did you think about his trip over the ocean?
Well, I'm not, as you know, a Trump fan, but I thought he did pretty well. I thought there were some pieces that were a little jarring. I thought, frankly, the speech at NATO, where he publicly shook his finger under the other members' noses, was a little over the top. Not because they shouldn't provide more money for defense. I think they should. But I just thought there would have been a more diplomatic and statesmanlike way of doing that. He sounded like the American bully that a lot of people just hate around the world. But on the other hand, you could easily make the case that somebody needed to say it out loud. And
well, that's the thing. I mean, aren't some things, and as you know, Rich, I haven't historically been a Trump fan. I'm trying to give the man some time to see what happens to get the rookie jitters out of the way. But at some point in time, don't we need to quit being politically correct about a lot of this stuff and tell it like it is?
Well, as I said, you can make that case, and if I had to, I could make that case. I just think that it's just embarrassing. I don't want to watch TV and feel like I have to cringe listening to my president when he's overseas. There's a difference between saying that at a rally in Iowa and be in front of the world at a meeting of NATO that he is.
Right.
I mean, that just was uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, the thing, and you have a right to say that because you, in my opinion, because you just said that he did a pretty good job in the other areas. What I don't like is when you got coverage that doesn't include when he did something good, but it does include when he did something that made people cringe.
He got off to a great start. I wrote a whole column about the speech he gave in Riyadh. I thought it was well crafted. I thought he delivered it well. He stuck to the script. And of course, the people that don't like it say, "Well, he didn't write it." Well, presidents never write their own speeches. Well, I mean, why do you say that? But one of the things I did say, Jim, in the column was it reminded me of when Newt Gingrich was speaker and I was running the communications shop for the political side. We'd be in his office watching like a State of the Union address by Bill Clinton, and out loud we'd be going, "Wow, wow, wow! That's stupid. That's not going to play." And inside our heads, we're going, "Oh man, he's nailing it.
He nailed it. So, bringing all this back to Memorial Day, we've left a lot of blood in NATO countries.
Yeah,
America. A lot of our men are buried over there today, and they're Arlington-like graves all over Europe over there with American soldiers in them. And so, should American Should Americans feel that we still have a responsibility to them over there if they're not doing their part for their own defense? Should we send our people over there?
Well, it depends on what you consider to be our national interest. If we think it's in our national interest to have deployed troops throughout Europe, American troops, so that we don't have to start from Missouri and start moving, you know, building railroads to move them to a coast.
But it's our interest, it's their lives.
Well, but we have felt since World War II that it's in our national interest to create a barrier, a physical and psychological barrier, against aggression by, you know, other countries that used to be the Soviet Union, now it's Russia. So, you know,
that's a red line.
That's a legitimate question for Americans to ask.
Mm-hmm. It is, I think. And so if you remember, in World War I and World War II, our men didn't go over there until the people involved had already been fighting. They'd already taken things, gone to the mat with the Germans and with the others and with the Italians. But it seems like over the last several decades, it's been America on the front lines over there. Am I wrong?
No, you are correct. But again, it's a matter of what you think our national interest.
Do you think Trump's going to turn that around? Is he going to change that?
Newt used to call it enlightened self-interest. What's in our self-interest, but enlightened enough that even if it includes other people, that's okay. But if it's in our interest, we'll do it.
Trump got elected with basically a nationalist
theme.
Is this not true to his promise?
Yeah, no, that's right. I think that's right. I just don't agree with it. But it's absolutely what he promised to do.
Mm-hmm. And we shall see. We're going to take a quick break and come right back with our good friend Rich Gannon. It's Memorial Day in America, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
America!
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.